Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Rowland there with Work the Freemasons remix. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 in the middle of our shoe swap segment. This week, we're crossing over into each other's wardrobes. And you know what? I've had lots of fun doing the Jade casual look. Now it's time for Jade to work it.
Dave, when we decided to do this particular shoe swap, the first thing that you said to me about how you define your style was that you make sure that you find out, like, that you accentuate the parts of your body that are the best.
Yeah.
In quotes.
Definitely. Working your best assets.
Yes.
And I certainly work my best assets.
Yeah, you definitely do. And so then I was like, well, what are my best assets, right? So the first step is I had to go take a poll on what body part that I should be showing off. Yeah, and in an independent survey, it came back, results come back that I have great boobs.
Snap, girl.
Yeah, and I hide them because I only wear t-shirts.
Mm.
No v-necks.
No plunging necklines.
No. Anyway, so using the David Lim theory of fashion about
the philosophy, my mantra.
About accentuating your assets and working with body type, I had to come up with tips about how to make over myself. So then I did like this Google search to find out like fashion tips and stuff, and I stumbled across this quiz that says, are you a fashion disaster? I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to diagnose how bad this situation is, right?
Check the mess before you step in the room.
Exactly. So I took the quiz and I passed with flying colors, right? I got one question incorrect, and that question was, what is a boucle?
Boucle.
Boucle. And it turns out it's a textured fabric.
Is it?
Yes. I said it was a style of skirt, but, you know, I don't own a skirt.
Well, girl, that's one cross.
And I didn't know what a boucle was. Anyway, so then I decided, okay, well, I need to find out the important basics so that I can go and get a wardrobe that would fit into David Lim chic. And so I found the website of, you know, the What Not to Wear women.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And that, you know, they had important basics on there, right? Like, and you know what? Tip number one was pretty much your tip to me, Dave, which was recognize your assets and choose clothes which flatter this part of your body.
So, yeah, you know, I'm pretty much in tune with the What Not to Wear women.
Number two, though, you didn't fill me in on. Either show off your boobs or your bum. Never both in one outfit.
Victoria Beckham does it.
Oh, really?
Oh, sorry. wrong example. Carry on.
If I have a short or wide neck, right, I need to wear a top that has it open at the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So that it lengthens and slims my neck.
Ah. You know, I'm very fond of the V-neck, and I've been told I have quite a long neck. So I am quite a fan of the V-neck, and it really does make your necks look longer, which can be quite attractive.
Well, see, and then a lot of the problems seem to stem from the whole issue of me, like, I'm quite short, and I have a longer torso and small and, like, shorter legs. And I wear a lot of shorts. And apparently that's a big no-no. And
so short legs and long shorts equals short stumpy legs?
Yes, it makes you look shorter. And apparently the key to looking taller or whatever when you're shorter is to wear heels. And I was like, okay, well, this really is, David Lim territory here. But I can't walk in heels, Dave. I can't.
Honey, it's about walking on your tippy toes sometimes when you're walking in heels. And another thing that you should consider as well is, like you were saying, because I'm quite shorter, so we're about the same height. So why do you think I always wear short shorts? It just makes my legs look so much longer. And even when I'm wearing thongs, you know, it makes the legs look a bit longer.
It's true that short shorts would probably make me look taller, but then I'm not leaving anything to the imagination.
Yeah, really not.
And I'm all about leaving things to the imagination. But there's also the problem seemed to be that if my boobs are my number one asset, then I have to be like wearing a bra that like totally pushes them together and gives you some cleavage.
Yeah. They're not just there for support, you know.
I imagine that David Lim, if you did wear a bra, it would be an uncomfortable one like that. So it was about pushing it all together and then having a plunging neckline to make sure everyone knows exactly where they're looking.
Eyes are right there on the chest. That's right.
And then I have to stumble along on my little heels and try.
Jade, oh my God, I just had this vision of you with a tight tank top, sort of, you know, cleavage bearing, white short shorts and gold heels. It's quite a scary sight, so I think we should move on.
That sounds kind of like Shearer or something.
Yeah. Just imagine you in that Kylie spinning around video outfit.
I don't think I could do it. And, you know, I even, like, I was talking to my girlfriend about this particular thing, and her whole thing was like, Jade, you look weird in, you know, clothes. I don't want you to be dressed up. You look weird like that.
So, yeah, I mean, moral of the story is that I suppose not everyone can be fabulous. Thank you for trying, Jade, but really, honey.
I know.
No, but I think the moral of the story is you feel beautiful in what you naturally wear anyway. You know what? If you feel sexy, if you feel beautiful and you feel like yourself wearing casual clothes and doing the Jade casual look, that is what you should be working. You know, the term working it and being proud and accentuating your asset is all very important, but comfort, which is a philosophy I learned from the Jade casual look, comfort is very important, because when you're comfortable with who you are and what you're wearing, that's going to make you feel better about yourself. That's going to ultimately lift your confidence. And, you know, it's not the heels or the short shorts that make your legs look longer, that make you feel better. It's how you feel in them.
Exactly. I've never felt more awkward than when I've had to dress up for, like, weddings or whatever, even if it's a still pants. But I did actually find out that if I wear a pinstripe, that will make me look taller. So I can't, like, there is something that I can adapt to situations where I have to dress, you know, more, I don't know, serious.
Formally.
Formal. Yeah, formal, that's the word.
You've been listening to a very insightful and quite, you know, bordering on D&M there. Shoe swap here with Jade and Dave, of course, on Different Strokes. Now, we did get an SMS here before. Very special request to find out when the Joy Classic CD launch would be. Well, it's actually on Thursday, which is today, 7 p.m. at the Exchange Hotel. Where is it? The Exchange Hotel. Commercial Road. More information on that coming up soon.
Yes. Coming up next is Ask Jade. The glove compartment isn't accurate.